Hello and welcome to The Word in Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center, San Diego. I pray that everything is going well in your life today. Trust God. Amen. Trust the Lord. The Lord is with us. He said he never leave us nor forsake us. And he is not a man that he should lie, so he will keep his word. He is not like man. You know, a lot of times we struggle with that because our reference point is men and women of this life. And so a lot of times when we go to trust God, it's difficult because we compare God to people, but we can't. He is the God of the universe. He is God of all of everything. And we got to believe him as such. And he is not out to harm us. He is out to bring us to a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. I know the thoughts that I think towards you, thoughts of peace and things of good. I'm paraphrasing. To give you a hope and a future. Look up that scripture when you get a chance. God is not angry with you. He's not looking to see you punished and harmed. He loves you. And he wants you to be in line with him so you can come on home. Amen. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Lord, we love you on today. We bless your name and we thank you, Lord, that we know you. We continue to walk down this journey of the word, Lord, to get closer to you, to draw closer to you, to obtain wisdom and knowledge and understanding of the scripture that we may be able to live a peaceable life. Lord, get into the midst of our lives. Touch us on today. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, let's go to the book of John chapter 10, and I'm going to reread a scripture that we read yesterday and to talk a little bit more about it. It's John 10:24. It says, "Then came the Jews round about him and said unto him, How long dost thou make us to doubt?" It means, how long will you keep us in suspense? "If thou be the Christ," if you are the Christ, "tell us plainly." I want to go over to the book of Romans, and let's read that in connection with that scripture. It's Romans 1, and we're going to start off at verse 18. It says, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold or suppress the truth in unrighteousness. Because that which may be known of God is made manifest in them, it has been shown to them, for God has showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse." This is saying that the things that can be seen bear witness to the things that are invisible. The natural things that we can see that God has made should give us the indication and the faith that the invisible, which God is invisible, the spirit is invisible, that exists. Okay, take the earth for instance. I was watching something the other day and it was talking about the distance from the earth to the sun is just at the right distance, so it gives us the proper amount of heat, but not too much heat where it would burn up. Our planet is so different than the other planets, where our planet is able to be inhabited. Certain, you know, oxygen and things are here for us to breathe. Well, it's not the same way on Saturn or Jupiter or, you know, Venus. And all these things that we can see, the sun comes up every day without fail. The moon comes out every night without fail. The stars are showing every day without fail. The ocean comes up to a certain point and comes and goes back without fail. And I know people are like, "Oh, what about the tsunami and different things like that?" Well, all the scientists are looking at that as well, and the ocean floor and all the things that it's doing. But it doesn't negate the fact that the earth is on a time clock. It's on a schedule, and it is consistent. Seed time and harvest and all of these things in nature clearly give us the evidence that God exists. But in Romans, it says that there are people that suppress the truth. That's what they want to do. They suppress the truth in unrighteousness. Verse 19, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has showed it to them. He lights every man that comes into the earth. No man at the end of the day is going to be able to say, God never revealed himself to me. God, you never came to me. I'm lost because I didn't know. That's not going to be an excuse, because the things that are here, the visible things, bear witness to the things that we cannot see with our natural eye. And so when it says in John 10 and 24, when they say the Pharisees say, show us plainly. Why are you keeping us in suspense? Well, he showed them. He showed them visibly being there through miracles and signs. And I'm going to get a little bit more into this on Monday, but I want to talk about evidence and signs. Evidence is facts. It's proof. It's confirmation. It substantiates what the belief system is. And God has given us facts. It's not just a feeling. It's not just a feeling. I feel the Spirit with me. Yes, we have that too. But there are facts. There is evidence to show there is a God. Our body and the way that our body operates shows that it is a God. You know, some people, I was talking to people before, they say, well, you know, they believe in the Big Bang Theory or evolution, that our bodies are developing and doing things every day, and we're able to self heal and all these kind of things, and that's just the way our body is, as if it doesn't have a designer. It has a designer. The amount of muscles in the face and the way our ears work and the hairs, so particles can't get in there, and the eyelashes and all these things, the way our hip bones are made and our feet and toes and the five. We don't have six toes, we have five. All of these things bear witness to God. I was talking to my mother today about children. She was telling me when I was born, I was 8 pounds and something like 12 ounces or something. I was a big baby. And we were talking about that and talking about how When the child is in the stomach, that the umbilical cord is connected to the mother's, getting all the nutrients from the mother, and that it's able to breathe and survive, and it's sucking in liquids and fluids, and it doesn't drown. There is enough evidence and facts to show that there is a God. But Jesus says, and I'm going to leave it with here today, in John chapter 10, it is verse 37 and 38. It says, if I do not the works of my Father, believe me not. But if I do, though ye believe not me, believe the works, that ye may know and believe that the Father is in me and I am in the Father. So he is saying, if you don't believe what I'm saying, believe what I am doing. And if you believe what I'm doing, you may know me and you may then believe. So if you're looking for evidence, there's plenty of evidence around that God is real. So believe the evidence, and then that would lead you to God. Amen. You have a wonderful weekend. Enjoy yourself. Continue walking the path of righteousness. Amen. Because that's going to lead us to eternal life through the blood of Christ. Amen. Have a wonderful weekend. God bless. Talk to you on Monday on The Word in Me.